And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Don Lemon, well, he's been urging non-white Americans to buy guns and confront federal immigration agents because apparently enticing violence against law enforcement is now acceptable cable news commentary. Lemon also claimed that crossing the border is a misdemeanor, as if misdemeanors aren't breaking the law and don't result in arrest. I don't know how this guy keeps a job. And Chinese criminal organizations have stolen over $1 billion from Americans in the last 3 years through sophisticated text message scams about fake toll violations and postal fees. The operation runs on SIM farms, which are networks of thousands of SIM cards operating simultaneously, physically set up in U.S. cities by gig workers recruited through WeChat. Homeland Security estimates at least 200 SIM boxes are active across 38 locations in Houston, Miami, Los Angeles, and Phoenix. Last month alone, Americans reported over 330,000 toll-related scam messages in a single day. Now, George Soros, he funded the recent No Kings protests with a $3 million grant through his Open Society Action Fund. Over 2,000 events were held across 50 states over the weekend, featuring Senator Chuck Schumer and organized by the usual suspects, the ACLU, Move On, and the Human Rights Campaign. A pro-life group is fighting back after a New Mexico abortion organization stole its logo. The pro-choice organization took 40 Days for Life's trademarked logo and added female reproductive anatomy and changed the motto from the beginning of the end of abortion to the beginning of the end of oppression, with misspellings. The group was told to take down the stolen logo or face a lawsuit. The Trump administration is withholding $40 million from California for refusing to enforce English-speaking requirements for commercial truck drivers. That follows the deadly Florida crash involving a trucker who attempted an illegal U-turn on the interstate. He had gotten his CDL in California despite being an illegal alien who couldn't speak English at all. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy called out California's significant failures in enforcing rules. A University of North Georgia student discovered that her $100 textbook listed Christianity as a U.S.-based white supremacist group alongside other identities. The passage has gone unchallenged for nearly two decades in international public relations coursework. Spain's Evangelical Alliance is opposing a governmental proposal to enshrine abortion as a constitutional right. The alliance calls it characteristic of barbaric cultures and notes Spain already ended over 106,000 lives just in the last year under its current permissive laws. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org, and don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.